Okay, today's shiur is Sanhedrin Dav Dalet, and we are on Gimel Amid Beis by the two dots. But we have what to talk about before we continue with the new Gemara, and that's Tosfos. Tosfos and Dini Maimonides. Tosfos discusses the final maskana of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yoshia, the source for going Achar Harov by Dini Maimonides is learned that from a Kavachomer by Dini Nefashos. If by Dini Nefashos we follow the Rov to kill somebody, let's say 13 to 10 or even more, so then Kavachomer for Dini Maimonides we would go by the Rov, and that is how, even the Havamina was that Rabbi Yoshia would require unanimous, right, 3-0, because his sources are 3 Elohim, is not following a Bezdin Noteh. But the Gemara said, no, it's a Kavachomer that you would follow the majority. Ask Tosfos, but what about the Gemara in the beginning of Amocher, Peros, the beginning of Daf Sadi Bezim, Basra, the Mishnah there, the Gemara there, quotes a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, when Reuven sells Shimon an ox, and then it turns out to be a crazy ox. And Reuven says, well, I sold it to you. I thought you were going to shecht it. So it doesn't matter if it was a crazy ox or not. And Shimon says, well, I know. I bought it to plow with. I bought it to keep in my farm for many years. So it's a crazy ox. It's a mekach tos. I want my money back. So do we say, holchin b'mamon achar rov, that most people set by oxen to plow with, or do we say ein ochem mamanach arov? No, that's ruba l'radia. You say rov for plowing. So there, Shmuel holds ein ochem mamanach arov. So yes, Tosas is a stira. How can our Gemara say holchin mamanach arov based on a kavachomer? And here, over there, ein ochem mamanach arov. Tosas along the way has a suggestion of an important distinction, which we will have to come back to at some point, and that is, well, maybe there's two types of roves. There are two types of roves, but maybe Tosfos says you can be mechalik between the two types of roves. Ruba de Isa Kamon and Ruba de Lassa Kamon, meaning a rove that is staring in front of you. Isa Kamon, there's one piece of meat, and there are 10 butcher shops, 9 are kosher, 1's not kosher. That's a rove that's in front of me. There are 10 people, 9 are Jews, 1 is not Jewish. There's a rove. Isa Kamon, or Roba de Lassa Kamon, what we call a statistical rove. Most women give birth in the 9th month. Most people are not Islanists or Saris. Most statistics, most people in the world, blank. So Tosfos says, maybe it can be Mechalik, two types of roves. The rove here are the Dayanim sitting in front of you, that's a Roba de Isa Kamon. Maybe there you would follow the rove, while the rove over there, statistical, most people in the world buy oxen to plow, so maybe that's a eight ruba de lesa kamon, and there you would not go after the rove. That's what Tosfos says. V'yei lomar, t'dinei nefashos gufayu, lo azlina basa ruba, beruba de lesa kamon, ela beruba de isa kamon, maybe only by ruba de isa kamon, because if you look later on in Perek Petzorah Morah, it sounds like, b'chol duchta, azlina basa ruba de nefashos, Tosfos is stuck. So Tosfos answers, and that's an important distinction in terms of isa and lesa. We'll have to see at some point, you know, which is stronger. Tosfos seems to say that even if you don't go by Ruba de Rov by Ruba de Lesa Kamon, you would go by Ruba de Isa Kamon. Ruba de Isa Kamon is somewhat stronger. We'll have to see if that holds true in all the sources. But either way, Tosfos answers, really, the ruling Gemara is our Gemara. You will follow the Rov by a regular Rov by Dinei Maimonides. The difference is, over there, it's a weak Rov. Ruba l'radia lo chashav ki'anach ruba. What exactly makes it weak? Echronim try to understand Tosfos, but that's Tosfos. Tosfos says that really the rule is holchen b'manach harov, but over there is not. The Ritva and other Rishonim in Maseches Kiddusha Daf Nun also talk about different types of roves. The Ritva says maybe there's a rove based on minhag and a rove based on realities, says the Ritva. Deruba, there in Kiddushas Avnun, he's talking about the minhagim of sending sivlonos, which we discussed at the end of Baba Basra, and Kiddushin, says the Ritva, V'kashu l'chava, k'ayim l'an k'rabanan, d'lo k'ashin l'miyot afil l'chumra, igal ha-meymar, d'hasam hu berova, ruba, d'b'chiyuv v'teva, she'eno tali baratzon, k'gon ahi d'katan v'ktana, she'choltzen u'miyabin, v'lo k'ashin l'sris v'aylanis, stavi mi'uta. There's a difference between a rove that's based on inherent behavior of people, which is similar to a ruba de lesa kamon, kahi de rove nashim u'baros yoldos u'miyad mapilos, avo barova tali beminag, she'eno chiyuv, v'kal adam sherotze yachol lahat lino keminag amiyut, v'ale choshel miyad l'chumra, shaharei kiman sh'adam are tali b'da'as, pa'amim sh'adam nohe keminag amiyut. Says Tosfos, there's a difference between a rove that's based on inherent behavior that people don't even consciously make decisions. This is just what happened. Versus a miyat that people act. They could both be less a kamon. Most people act in a certain way, but if it's totally on their bechira, so that's a different category. So that's the ritva, also a distinction that you might make. That our rov here, the dayanim are choosing what to say, while over there, it's not that the dayanim are choosing, there it's inherent in the, I guess it's also, what people do, but the Ritva says that's a distinction. He says it in the context of our discussion, not that that's a chilek between our Gemara and that Gemara, but that's another chilek that one might be able to use. The final point to mention is something that we've mentioned often, and that is maybe a rov when it comes to dayanim is different. Maybe the type of rov that we're talking about here is different. And here you would say it's a kol shekein, because this is a different type of rove. It's a rove when it comes to judges. What's the difference? That's Tosfos and Masechet Baba Kama. Tosfos and Baba Kama asks, why don't you follow the majority by Dinim Amanus? Right? The Gemara's Svara here, the Gemara Tosfos doesn't say it as a statement, but Tosfos asks, why don't you follow the majority when it comes to rove elsewhere? Says Tosfos, Chaf Zayin Amid Beis. Says Tosfos, Tema, ma tam ein hochin baba monach harov leisi bekal v'chomer b'dina fashus kidar mina perakam the Sanhedrin. Why do you say our Gemara? Tosfos be asking the same question. Tosfos answers after talking about Ruba the lesser come on v'yesh lomar the hasam gabi dayanim shani. Over there, meaning in our Gemara, it's different regarding judges. The chashiv miut ditu kemisha eino. The miut by judges is ki'ilu, it doesn't exist. Says Tosfos, by Dayanim, there isn't a miut. What does that mean? So the way Reb Chaim explains this Tosfos is that usually you have two concepts in Rov, says Reb Chaim. You have Hochen Achar HaRov, and you have Rubo Kikulo. Hochen Achar HaRov means there is a miut, but you follow the majority, Holkanach or Rove. But then there's a concept of Rubo Kikulo. The Rove is treated as if it's one unit. You don't see the majority and the minority anymore. It's just reality. Rubo Kikulo. When a Shochet cuts Rove Simanim of an animal, do you say, well, there's a Rove that's cut, there's a Miut that's not cut, and the Rove beats the Miut? No. You just define the animal as Shechted. Rubo Kikulo. Right? That's how, or you similar. Mixas Ayom Kikulo. Right, you say this day is halakhically considered blank. First day of Nida. Right, it's only mixas hayom. But it's not that there's a rove and a miut. No, you define it in a certain way. That's rubo kikulo. Says Reb Chaim, that's rove badayanim also. In the process of masu umaton, as they're deciding what to do, so then each dayan has his opinion, and you have to figure out how many dayanim said A and how many dayanim said B, and have a count. That is Rove and Miut. That is the discussion of a Hochin Acha Harov. But then once Bezdin makes a decision to the Psach, the Gemardin, that's one unified Psach. Then the Miut disappears. It's one composite Psach that all the Dayanim give the answer. This is the Psach. And that's a Bechina of Rubo Kikulo. And that, says Reb Chaim, as Matosas means, that there's no more Miut left. And let's say the Gemara later on in Sanhedrin, that we're going to say, oh, the Dayan is not allowed to say, well, I was outvoted, I really paskin the other way. He's not allowed to say that, not only because it's going to cause strife, but because as a unit, he was part of the unit that made the Psak, even if he was in the minority opinion. The Psak is a one statement. Ubir Divrei Amnira, just to read the one line, this is in the Gracha Lashas, Debaruba Ikatre Gavni, Shuhu Mevarer Umachria Esasafik. There's a doubt and there's a majority and minority. And number two, B'midi D'lo Shaya Klal Safik. There's no Safik. You're on B'shchita Simanim. V'chei Petaro V'slach V'lach. If there's total bittol, and then he quotes the two sources of Acher Rav Lahatos, V'chulu, and others, and then he says, V'idezei Pashut, D'lo B'daz Bez D'Talya Milsa, U'binam Gabchei Chiyachavnu Es Adin La'amito. Did I skip the right line? V'al Kalchach Arminan B'hach Rubo Kikulo V'yim Kein Hari Ika Kfar Kol Minyan HaSanhedrin V'nim Seinu L'meid D'mehach T'mahani Rubo B'Sanhedrin D'chash Rubo Kikulo. That's his yisod, and that's how you answer our Gemara's question. You can't compare our rove to roves elsewhere. This is a rove by Dayanim, and that's why it would be different and stronger, because there is no miyat. Just to end, he says that this also answers the question of the Granat, Rav Naftali Trump. Which question? The Rosh Yeshiva in the Radin, along with the Chafetz Chaim, says the Granat, that he goes to the question of the Mordechai. The Mordechai asks, We have a principle called kol kavua kemechzal mechzadami. Anything that's stationary, you don't view as rov and mia, you view it as 50-50. Pashas, that's exeris hakasav. Ask the Mordechai, when judges give their psak, they're sitting down. They're sitting down. Judges have to be sitting down. So ask the Mordechai a question that you know there has to be an answer to. This is the first parak of Maseches Chulin. Ask the Mordechai, why don't you say that there's never a psak by Bezdin? Because Bezdin is sitting down and called kavua, kemechzal mechzadami. So every psak will be 50-50. Right? That's the question of the Mordechai, which we know that there's an answer to. Hikshali mori rabbeinu yakar. Ha'ikar ha'ikar b'sanhedrin b'sanhedrin k'fu'nein. B'lishkas ha'gazis. V'chol makom she'en yoshvin. V'dam yel ates Yisrael v'echon odik ha'chavim. Omeid b'neim. Dir pater, because it's called kavua. So the Mordechai himself gives two answers. Number one, he says, kol kavua is only when you are being mevarer a suffik. You don't know which store the meat came from. You don't know which person this person threw the rock at, if you have a group of people. But still, you don't know his kavanah. But what if he says, what if you have find a piece of meat, and there are 9 stores and 1 not, and the person says, I bought it from that store. So there's no suffik there anymore. Once you know, so Bahachanami says the Mordechai, B'sanhedrin, kivin she yodin v'roin, mi heim ha-mizakin, mi heim ha-machayvin, dinu sh'nein l'chachareyim. Right, there's no suffix. There's numbers that you have to count up, but there's no suffix. Number one. Number two, he says, fascinating answer. He says, well, you're not counting the dayanim themselves. You're counting the words that come out of their mouth. And then we would apply kol deparish beruba parish. Kol kavua, which is the principle of stationary, they're half and half. But then once the words come out, he says, then it's kol deparish beruba parish. Amazing. But either Reb Chaim says, there's no kasha. Maybe this is what the Mordechai even means in the first answer. Reb Chaim says, by dayanim, it's not holchanach arov, it's rubo kakulo. And therefore, there is no suffix anymore, and there is no miyut anymore, and therefore, that's approach of Tosas and Baba Kama, and how he explains it, answers up the question of the granat. Okay. Or the approach of the approach, I shouldn't say the question of the granat, it's the question of the Mordechai, but it's dealt with by the granat also and he quotes this from the Gra Chalashas. Okay, let's continue. That is all related to Baba Kama Chav Zayin. Right? The granat used this idea to answer up the question of the Mordechai as we mentioned. Vaiter, two dots. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Gimel Amud Beis. Dini Mamanis Bishlosha. Rebbe Yomer Bechamisha. Rebbe argues on the Mishnah. Dini Mamanis are with 5. Kadei Sheyi Gamer Hadin Bishlosha. So you finish the Din with Shlosha. Says the Gemara Atu Bitzlasa Milo Gamer Dina Betray. Why is that? Why don't you start with 3 and you'll win 2-1? Right? What's wrong with that? So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar Mipnei Shegmar Din Bishlosha. Rebbe holds. Why does Rebbe say 5? So the first approach of the Gemara is because he requires 3 on the winning side. Shegmar Din Bishlosha. He says you need 3 by the Gemar Din on the winning side. Magadi Rabbi Yavo, Rabbi Yavo was very upset about this. What you're telling me, the numbers in the Torah refer to how many you needed on the winning side. Elamayata. So what about the other 2 Batei Dinim? Te Sanhedrin Gedola, Tzrichin Me'av Arba Ve'echad. So the Sanhedrin Gedola should require 141. Kedishi Gamar Adin Meshivim Ve'echad. So you have 71 on the winning side. Ve'te Sanhedrin Katana, Tzricha Arba Ve'chamisha. And the Sanhedrin Katana should need 45. Kedishi Gamar Adin Meshloshav Esrim. Right, so you should say you're always if the numbers in the Torah mean that. By the way, I forgot to mention today Shir Malarfua Shalema Tovamato Baschana Etel Lirafua Shalema. We thank the family for the sponsorship. But either way, back to the Gemara. Ella, what must you say? Esvali Shivim Isham Rachmana Mishas Asifa Shivim. It says Esvali, gather for me 70 from the time of Asifa. It has to be 70, meaning at the beginning of the process altogether. V'shaftu ha'ela v'tzilu ha'eda nami Mishas Shvita Soeda at the time of the judging. Altogether, there are 23, right? 10 and 10 and 3. Achanami, so to hear, says the Gemara, V'nigra balabais elho Elohim, Mishas kreva shlosha. When you go close to the judges, at the beginning of the process, beginning of the case, that's when you need 3. It's the total. It's not what you need on the winning side. So that cannot be the pshat of Rebbe, that Rebbe requires 5 because he needs 3 on the winning side. There must be a different svara basis for Rebbe. So Gemara says, you're right. Ela hainu taima de Rebbe, asher yershiun Elohim trei. Yarshiun is plural, so that makes us understand Elohim as plural, too. Nemar, and then it says Elohim twice. Nemar Elohim lamata, v'nemar Elohim lamala, malamata shtayim, af lamala shtayim. Two and two is four. So it's a numbers psukim game, v'ed besed shakol, that you add on one, not to have an even number chords. Mosivin alayin on echad, arikan chamisha. So it's a question of how you dash in the psukim. Right, Yarshiun, Rebbe gets five. We don't paskin that way, but that's Rebbe Shita. Says the Gemara of Rabbanan, how would the Rabbanan, who we hold of three, how would they understand? Doesn't it say Yarshiun and two Elohims? Yarshiun Ksiv. It doesn't have a Vav in there, and therefore you could read it as Yarshiun also. Not that we do read it as Yarshiun, but in terms of darshaning the psukim, understanding additional levels of interpretation, it could be Yarshiun, which is missing a letter. Missing a letter would be Meramis to us that even one, and therefore it doesn't have to be plural. You have one and one make two, plus Ein Bes and Shakol, and therefore you have three. Chaser and Male, right? The Gemara often gives psukim that, and we darshan, even though it's not the pashas of the psukim, but we could darshan psukim in a way that even if it has an extra letter or it's missing a letter, that could teach us a whole area of halacha. Not that that's the pashas of the psukim, not that that's the pshuto shel mikra, right? Eina mikra yosef ide pshuto, the pasha pshat. But we darshan additional levels of interpretation. The Gemara has a lashon of by paraduma the pasuk says v'taher one place, and instead of saying v'tahor, it says v'tahor, but it says it without the vav. So you darsh it tar kol tehu. That's the machlokas, the tzukim and the prushim about whether you can use a tful yom for the paraduma process. Okay, we paskin that you can because of that pasuk. You're missing a vav, so it's a tar kol tehu. Even a tiny little tara, can work. And we have many examples of that. But here's another one. But now the Gemara is about to start. The topic, the major topic that's discussed here, elsewhere, but here's the main sugya of Yeshem LeMikra and Yeshem LeMisora. Do we go by how, in terms of Darshani Halacha, how psukim, words, are read or how they are written? Amr of Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amr of Yochanan, Rebbe. Rebbe Yehuda ben Rowetz. Rebbe was quoted here. That's why this here. Rebbe Yehuda ben Rowetz. Ubeis Shammai, Vireb Shimon, Vireb Yakiva. Kulu Svir Lehu, Yesh Eim Lemikra. They all hold that when you're darshaning halacha, you darshan the word as how it is written. I'm sorry, how it is read. Yesh Eim Lemikra, not Yesh Eim Lemisora, not how it is written. Why is how it's written called Misora? Isn't everything Misora? Everything is a halachic transmission. Says the Yad Ramah, because read, everybody reads the Torah. Everybody in shul, everybody knows how to read the Torah. But only certain people know how to write the letters of the Torah. Right? The Sofrim are given the Misorah of how to write, and that's why that's called Yesh Eim LeMisorah. My time Makaru Lo Laksiva Misores, says the Yad Ramah, Kidvar HaMasur LeMiut B'nei Adam. It's given to a few people. Mishum de mikra, migris garis, befuma de ruba de inchi. Reading, everybody reads. That's in people's mouths. Velo shayach le mikri misoris. Avoksiva de lo yedia ela le sifri, de masaluhu male vachaser, kari la misoris. Those are called misoris. That's the writing. Number one. Number two, a famous question that is asked by many, including the Rishon already. In the Tshuvas Harif, Simin Aleph. In the first tshuva of the Rif, the Rif was asked, Shelos v'shuvas Maran of Rabbanan, Rabbi Yisrael Chafasi. Shelos, Mepnei ma amru chachamim, yesh eim lemikra, v'le misora v'lo amru av. Right, why do we say yesh eim lemikra, yesh av lemikra? Why do we say binyan av and not binyan eim? Why do we say baskol and not benkol? Right? All three are quoted here in the Rif, in the first Tshuva. Tshuva's a Rif, Simon Aleph. So the Rif says, Tshuva, Lo Shamanu Bezos Klum. I have no idea. I didn't hear, I should take that back. I haven't heard anything from Arabam about this. Right? Why are some of them masculine and some of them feminine? Elapamim Shomim Lashon Zachar, Vomrim Av, Kmo Binyan Av, Mishnei Ksuvim, Ubinyan Av, Akosav Echad, Ukagon, Hahu Avuon de Kulhon Dam. Why does some have some aim? So he has a suggestion. He says, Yeshlomar, Shebemakom Sheosa Oso Dover Iker, Lilmod Mimenu Dover Acher, Koronoso Av. If this is going to be a source, and then we're going to extrapolate, then we're going to apply halachos from here to elsewhere, then you call that Av. That's a father of, You know, other, there's like avos malachos and avos atuma. It's the main, but you apply it elsewhere. Like todos are applied elsewhere. Aim is when it's just halacha here and you're not learning it anywhere else. You're not applying this. Yesh aim lamikra, hov aim lamedim and aluz var machirim. Right? Each of these examples are in and of itself an example. But we don't learn that to anywhere else. Like binyan av is a tool that we learn to other places. But here you're just learning it to this halacha. Elodia, masom chen ala kriya, ala mesoris. Karlaim aim. Shakriya ein ala shazachar, ein ala shanakeva. Okay, that is the riff. If you look in the he doesn't talk about the baskol. That we've discussed before. There's a Tosfos Yontif in the 16th parak of Yevamos, which talks about a baskol versus benkol. A baskol is a very low level of, it's not nevuah, it's not ruach hakodesh. It's a very low level of communication between the Jew and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, and that's why it's called a baskol, which is gives a physically the weaker gender, and it's known as a weaker lashon, right? And also you have to be softer, like the tagei lebeis Yaakov v'toma lebeis Yaakov v'tagei. Haggadah is used for the men, and for the beis Yaakov is the lusha, the softer lusha is used, the amira, right? So that's also. So he says, kol Hashem is nevuah mamish, aval kol zeh eino bo elam me'ein vidugma b'madrega l'mata b'menu. L'kakor alo basko shehu bas la'avia v'latashas kocha lo karu benko lo basko. Okay, that's the, in terms of the Tosfos Yontif. Anyway, that's the suggestion of the riff about av is used when it's a source for others as well, and bas, and aim, and bas is used when it is just for the halacha itself. Rabbeinu Bachai also talks about this. If you look in Parshas Zos HaBracha, he talks about this by Sheva Levi. He mentions all of these halachas as well. On the Pasuk of Ulevi Amar, he talks about four levels of nevuah. Baskol, Ur Metumim, Ruach HaKodesh, and nevuah. And all of those he talks about, why it's called a baskol, and then he talks about binyan av, and he talks about yesh aim, lemikra, so he talks about all of these. So he explains, be'er inyan, I think we mentioned this in a parsha shir 4 or 5 years ago, ki binyan av lo niskar b'shem kol me'atalmud, ela pasik mipsuke Torah, shebichsav. Av is only used, Torah shebichsav. Av, Torah shebichsav is called the av. V'im kein roi lahem la'azkir bazeh lashon av, v'lomar zeh bar av o binyan av. Ki kol pasuk o binyan av, shbinyan, ha'av yit'ale, sheshamanu Torah mipiv mitoch ha'esh. Reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah shebichsav. Ki sha'amru v'chulu, and he quotes a pasuk. Aval, ki sha'amru yish eim l'mikro l'misara, shudavar nimsar me'esek, Torah shebal peh, hiskiru eim below av. It's not directly, and therefore it's like Tarsha Bal Peh, and that's why it's called Aim. And that's even based on a Zohar. He doesn't quote it, but the Margolis Hayam quotes this Rabbeinu Bachai. He says the Zohar in Shmo says, Kabeda Savicha, ze Tarsha Bechsav. Ve Esimecha, ze Tarsha Bal Peh. That's exactly Rabbeinu Bachai's point. Torah Shavasav, Torah Shavapeh, called the father and the mother. And there's a lot more here. The Yireim has a big piece on this, Blessed Be Metz, but that's a little bit on Yesh Eim LaMikra, Yesh Eim LaMisora. Just finally, and then we'll get into the actual sugya, the Me'iri. The Me'iri says here that even if you say Yesh Eim LaMisora, it doesn't mean that the reading is not defining. We read the, there's a machlokas here, how to read the psukim. Everybody agrees how the pasuk is written, and everybody agrees how the pasuk is read. The only question is, in terms of the tool for darshaning halachos, what is focused on. But obviously, how you read it is defining, right? If you read it the wrong way, so then that's a problem. So he said, that's what he says. Ava pi, shekriyas atevas, benikon hamasar lahem hua ikur, shaholchen acharav, still, yesh koch biyad chachamim lifamim, laduna pi kabalasam mikoach hamesores. Bamesh ein mizu harisa lemikra, by something that's not totally undermining of the reading, you could darshan the writing. In all these cases, you darshan it. It's all in terms of numbers, basically. So you could also read it and have it understand the word in a certain way, based on the writing and based on the reading. So the Miri says, you know, we have the mesorah sometimes to understand it in a certain way, even though it's not read in that way. Okay, and that Miri continues giving other examples of that. But now let's get to some examples here. So Yeshem LaMikra, Yeshem LaMisara. Do you focus on the reading? Do you focus on the how it was written? So Rebbe, fourth line. Rebbe Ad Amran. Rebbe, we just said. Rebbe goes by Yarshi'un, the reading. That's how he gets five judges, instead of Yarshi'un. Rebbe Yehuda ben Roetz, Titania. Shaul Talmidim is Rebbe Yehuda ben Roetz. The Talmidim asked him, Ekra ani, when it comes to Tumas Yoledes, I can read the word as Shivim. I can read it as 70, that a woman who has a baby girl can be Tameya for 70 days. We know that's not true. But Yachol Taylor Leslakeva Tameya Shivim, you might think she's Tameya for 70 days. Amar Lahan, so Rebbe Yehuda ben Roetz answers them, no. Time v'tiher v'zachar, v'time v'tiher v'tekeva. We compare when she has a baby boy and when she has a baby girl. Makash v'tiher v'zachar v'tekeva kiflayim. Just like by the Yemei Tahara, that's clear. A zachar has 33 days and a v'tekeva has 66 days. Afkash v'time v'zachar v'tekeva spikiflayim. So too, by the Yemei Tuma. The Yemei Tuma are 7 for a boy, so that's why it must be 14 for a girl. And you don't read it as Shivim, right? You don't read it as Shivim. So it's based on the parallel. But now the Gemara says, La'achar sheyatsu, yatsu b'achar achrei. After they left, he read after them and said, wait a minute. Amar lahen, i'atem zekukim l'kach. You don't even have to have that comparison to know that the word should not be read as Shivim. But, Shivu'ayim karinan v'yeshem l'mikra. We know you read the word as Shivu'ayim, 2 weeks, and you can darshan halacha based on the way it's read over the way it is written. Yesh Eim LaMikra. Good. Number two. Number three, Beishamai, Ditzan, Machlokes, In Meseches, Zvachim. Right, these are, again, like the first daf that we had. This is one of those amazing dafim in Shas because we talk about all different areas of halacha. We have Dine Mamanis, we have Tumah V'Tara, we have Karbanos, right, we have Hilchas Sukkah, we have Hilchus Tumas Meis, all in this one Amud. All in this one Amud. We have Basar B'chalav coming up on Amud Beis. Right? Every area of Halacha is discussed on this Daf. Sanhedrin Daf Dal. Beis Shammai, Ditzan, Machlokas. We know that all Karbanas have different numbers of Zrikos that are required. We know the Dalat Avodos of every animal. Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. You shech the animal, you catch the blood, you walk the blood to the Mizbeach, and you do the Zrika. And the Zrika is what accomplishes the Kapara. That's the ikker. That's what it's leading up to. What happens if I didn't do the proper number of zriks? Every animal, achatas requires 4, right? Ol and asher requires 2, shein arba, right? Some only require 1. What if I'm supposed to do more and I didn't? I did less. So, machlokes, beishamay omrim. All matanos, all dam that's supposed to be nizrak on the mizbeach achitzon. Shenatan matana achas, kiper, as long as you did one. As long as you did one zrika, but the evidence, okay, it works. But when it comes to a carbon chatas, which requires 4, you have to do at least 2. By an ola and an asham, you have to have 2. So if you only did one, it's okay. But by a chatas, you have to have 4, one on each keren. But if you only did, you need at least 2. No, even by chatas, even chatas, but the evidence, you only did one zrika, it's okay, but the evidence. So what is the basis of this machlokas? So it's based on the psukim. My time at the Beis Shammai. What if Beis Shammai said you need at least 2 for chatas? Bidi evet. Again, chatas is different. Chatas is unique. Also, has not come up in a long time, but carbon chatas is unique in the world of karbanos. It has 4 zrikos. It has the zrikos above the chutas sikra. It has it by the kronos on top of the mizbeach, unlike ola, unlike asham, unlike almost all other karbanos which are lamata. So a chatas has unique zrikos. That's true. The question is, what about b'di'evet? So Beis Shammai says, yes. It's also different with the Eved. Karnos, karnos, karnos. It talks about the karnos of mizbeach. It says that karnos is each plural. So you have 6 altogether. Harei kan sheish. Arba lemitzvah v'shtayim la'akev. 4 lechatchila and 2 are ma'akev. That's how you darshan the 6 psukim. Ubeis hilal omrim, no. Karnos, karnas, karnas. 2 of them are spelled without a vav. And therefore it's 4 altogether. Hare kan arba gimel lemitzvah v'achas la'akev. Right, and that's why only 1 le'ikuva. That's how Beis Hillel darshins the psukim. They tell me even 1 only la'akev. It doesn't really mean 3. That's the pointed out. You mean you need 4 for chatas, but that's how he learns the psukim. V'yema kolo le'mitzvah, maybe they're all l'chadchila. Right, there's 4. Maybe they're all l'chadchila. You don't need any zrikas b'di'evet. It says the Gemara, that's impossible. Kapara b'chdi lo ashkuchad. You can't have a kapara sakarban. It's actually chatas. You don't have chatas here. You can't have a kapara without the zrikos. The zrikos are the ikar part of the process. kapar bechti lo ashkechan, and therefore the zrikos have to be done. So that is karbanas. Next, let's get a dilcha sukkah. Rabbi Shimon, Titania, how many walls do you need for a sukkah? Minimum. Shtayim kilchasam v'shlishas afilu tefach. Rabbi Shimon, the Brisa says, the Tanakhama holds 2 and a little. That's all you need with the Evan. That's what we hold. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shalosh kilchasam v'rvias afilu tefach. No, 3 and a little. What's it based on? My kamiflagi, Rabbanan Savar Yesh Em Lemisores, Reb Shimon Savar Yesh Em Lemikra. Rabbanan Savar Yesh Em Lemisores, Rabbanan says you go by how it's written. How is it written? Basukas, Basukos. By the Sukkah, there's 4 Lashonos of Sukkah. 2 singular, 1 plural, so that's 4. Hare Kan Arba. So you have 4 Lashonos. Dal Chad Kra Lagufe. Take out one of them to teach me the Iker Din that you need to sit in a sukkah. Yeshiva basukkah. Pashu lahu tlas. So you have 3 left. 3 left. And what do you have? 3? And we have Allah Moshe B'Sinai. That tells me that one of the walls, something about. Asi hilchasa garati l'shlishes. We have one Allah Moshe B'Sinai comes and knocks down. One of the walls doesn't have to be full. So if you started off with 4 psukim, one of them teaches you the Iker Din. So you have 3 left. You knock down one of those walls to a tefach, vukimta tefach. That's why the Tanakhama holds 2 plus a tefach. Because the halacha Moshe B'Sinai knocked down one of the 3. For Rabbi Shimon, Savar, no. Basukos, basukos, basukos. You go by how you read it. Each of the words are read basukos. That's 6 altogether. Hare kan sheish, dal chad kro legufe. 1 is removed. So one of the words for legufe, but that means you take out 2. Because each word is basukos. So pashulu arba, you have 4 left. Asil chaza, garat to the revius, you have 4 left. Talach Moshe B'Sinai takes away one of the walls. V'ukme atefach. So that's why it's 3 and a little, according to Rabbi Shimon. There is a big discussion on the Rush. Not the Rush here, the Rush in Baba Kama. Just to mention, but the Rush in Baba Kama makes a comment about our Gemara here. The Rush says that, how does this Gemara automatically know? Did the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai tell me that you could have one lesser wall in Hilchas Sukkah? Is that what the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai said explicitly? The Rush says no. The Rush has a line which says, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai are always coming to be Makel. To be Makel. And that's how you know. It's something about walls, so it must be to have a lesser of a wall. Where does he say this? He says this by Tsroros. He says this, the Gemara there, in the second parak, in Ketz and Aregel, discusses questions in Tsroros of pebbles shooting out from the shore and the rock. So kocho and koa kocho, do you say an indirect action is like a direct action? So the Gemara has a line that says, Dekuliyama kocha lavka gufo. Everybody agrees koach is not like gufo. V'chatzi nezek tsroros, hilchasa gemirila de mishalim chatzi nezek. The yipei chatzi nezek says the Rush in this line. Mishum de pshitale de hilchasa ligurue asa. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is always coming to lessen, to be mako. Kid Darminan, as he quotes, what example could he have quoted? He could have quoted Lovewood, right? You could imagine these 3. He could have quoted other examples that are mako, but he quotes Kidamrina Gabi Sukka, Asi Hilchasa Garati Lashlishis Vukipta Tefach. He quotes our Gemara, and the Gemara in Sukkah too, but he quotes this Gemara that the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is coming to be mako by the walls of a Sukkah, so too there. That's a huge discussion in the early Achronim and the later ones. Is that really true? Right, we can come up with some examples. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, all Shi'urim are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Without Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, what would we have called a Maisa Achila? We probably would have said, a little bit, a Kalshu. Any little bit I eat is a Maisa Achila. Comes along the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai and says, you have to eat a Kezias. Is that a Kula, is that a Chumra? So for Averos, it's a Kula. I'm not going to get punished unless I eat a Kezias. But for a Mitzvah, it's a Chumra. I can't just eat a little bit of Matzah. I have to eat a Kezias of Matzah. So it's not so simple that every halacha Moshe B'Sinai is a kula. That does the Rush really mean it? Halacha Moshe Garate? Right? What exactly does that mean? So this is a discussion. The Shem Mesiyan Balachi here quotes a couple of sources related to that as well. But one should be familiar, just at least with that Rush in Baba Kama, Perek Beis, Simon Beis, that line about halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Good. We continue. Next example. Again, what is this Gemara trying to say? All of these Tanoim hold Yesh Eim Lamikri. You go by how it's read. Rabbi Shimon, and Beishamai, and Rabbi Yehuda Ben Roeitz. Now up to the next one. Second wide line. Rabbi Akiva. Ditanya. Next area of halacha. We get into Tumas Meis. Tumas Meis applying to Kohanim. Tumas Meis applying to Nazir. As you see, this is quoted in Nazir a couple of times. Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion. Minai in Lurabi is Dam Shiyasa Mishne Meisim Shemitami Ba'ohel. We know not only is an entire body Mitami Ba'ohel, an entire corpse, but even part of a corpse, but only certain parts of a corpse. A Revius of Dam is also Mitame Ba'ohel. Ask the Tanoim, or they deal with the issue of, what about a Revius of Dam that comes from two different Mason? Is that Mitame Ba'ohel or not? So that's a Machlokes in the Brisa. Rabbi Akiva holds it is Mitame Ba'ohel. Dam, Shigaz, Mishay, Mason, Shabbatame Ba'ohel. Shenemar, Al Kol Nafshos, Mason, Lo Yavo. Right, Al Kol Nafshos, Mason, Lo Yavo. It says the word nafshos in plural, souls. So we darshin that even a revius of dam from two mesim, that is mitame. Shtei nefashos b'shir echad v'rabbanon nafshas ksiv. V'rabbanon, say no, it's spelled without a vav. So you can read it as nafshas chaser, so maybe that means only one mace. What's the nekudas of machlokas between the Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon? What's the machlokas? The Rabbi Ganak writes in the Birchas Yitzchak on Sanhedrin that maybe the issue is, when we say Revius of Dam is Metame, is that Metame as Dam, or is that Metame as a representation of the person himself? Because as we know, Revius Dam is the Chius of a person. So according to the Rabbanon, it's a representation of the mace itself, so it can't be two different mason. Right? It's got to be Revius Dam of one mace. Rabbi Akiva holds, no, it's a din of Shiurin. It's a din of shiurin, and he brings a raya there that it's a din of shiurin. A din of shiurin can be mitzdaref. Mitzdaref, Avram and Achai from five different animals. You give me mitzdaref, Arla from five different fruit, right? So too, it's a din of shiurin, and therefore, it could even come from different animals. There is a machlokas here between the Rambam and the Ravid in Hilchos Tumas Meis, which we have mentioned. Hilchos Tumas Meis is the first area of halacha the Rambam discusses in Tara, because it's the most extreme and radical Tumah. The Rambam talks about Tumas Meis, and right after that, the Rambam discusses Paraduma, and then Tumas Saras, right? It starts off with the most extreme Tumos. So the Rambam in Perek Gimel discusses which part of Meis is Metame, Bimaga, Bimasu, Ba'olah, the three ways that something can make you Tame. That's what he writes also in the beginning of Tumas Meis. Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Halacha Beis. He discusses the three ways that a person can become Tame. Maga, Masa, and Ohel. But now he gets into the details of, it's a famous Rambam. We've tried to talk about that in the past, that Tumas Masa is not Mefurish in the Torah. Okay. Anyway, the Rambam says here, in Perek Gimel, Elu Matame B'maga B'maso B'ohel, the following. And he quotes all the different parts of the mace that are Matame B'maga B'masa U'B'ohel. And one of them is Revius Dam in Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph. Revius Dam is Matame B'maga U'B'masa U'B'ohel. Then he quotes, Elu Matame B'maga B'masa V'eda Matame B'ohel. Following items are only Matame if you touch it or if you carry it, but not in the Ohel. But then the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, he quotes the chulu, a couple of items. Tumas rova tzamas ba'ohel, v'tumas revias dam. He quoted before, revias dam is on the list of items that are metame b'maga b'masu ba'ohel. But then in halacha gimel he says, revias dam, v'tumas eivir, shein alabazak aroi, be'emen amezim b'nechai, yireli shekulan tumasam eino din Torah. They're not tumadar isa. Shaharei ein ha-nazir megaleach aleihen. If a nazir becomes tummy through these items, he does not have to restart his naziris. Kamosha biyarna ben naziris vein chayavan alein albias mikdash. If you go into the base of mikdash, it wouldn't be chayav kares. The chaltame betuma shal torah chayav albias mikdash. Laficha ani omer shekol tuma men ameis she'ena nazir megaleach aleha ena din torah. That's the Rambam shita, and it's a nir ali, which means it's controversial, and he's saying this based on his own conviction, not because he found sources related to it. There's a connection. Anything that the Nazir does not ruin, the counting of a Nazirus ruins it, so then that also is not Daraisa. So the Rai is not happy about this. He says, it's based on the Pasuk, I'll call Nafshos Meis. What does our Gemara say? It sounds pretty Daraisa to me, says the Rai. That's an important discussion to point out. Paragimel, Achagimel, Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rai about Daraisa Durabana. Okay, so that is all part one of the Gemara. The Gemara says, oh, all these Tanam hold Yeshem Lamikra. Says the Gemara Maskev, La Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Mi Ika Delesle Yeshem Lamikra. Could anybody not hold of this? We've said that there have been machlokos about this on this amud. Can anybody not hold of Yishim Lamikra? Batanya, but don't we have a brisa that says Bachalev Imo? We read that as Bachalev Yochol Bechelev. You might think it means Bechelev. You can't cook the meat of an animal with the fat of the animal. And the Chiddush Yaron says here, it doesn't mean that we would say that instead. Chelev is no better than chalav or chalev, which means milk. But it just means shkulin heinav yavoshnehem, meaning we would darshan both of them. Says the Ron, you might think we should dash a bosh of them. The answer is no. Amart yesh em lemikra. No, we have a mesorah how to read it. Our mesorah is to read it as chalev, which means the milk of, and therefore everybody agrees in that case. Yesh em lemikra. So ask the Gemara, how could you have machlokos? In all those cases we had back on Amud Aleph of yesh em lemikra, yesh em lemesorah, right? We should say everybody agrees to yesh em lemikra. So now the Gemara says, okay, you're right. The Gemara goes back on everything and says, really, everybody holds Yeshem LeMikra, and there is a different issue at stake in all of those cases. And we're going to go through each one right now again. Ela Tekul Yama Yeshem LeMikra. Rebbe V'Rabbanon, what about our case where this whole thing started? Ba'ka Miflagi. The Machlokas is, everybody goes Yarshi Un. But V'Rebbe Savar Yarshi Un Elohim Achrini. Yarshi Un, each Yarshi is referring to two different judges. That's why it's 4 plus 1 is 5. For Rabbanan Sava Yarshiun, Deheich Udahai. No, it's referring to the same judges. The Meshech Chachma points out in Shmos Perachah Beis. One of them says Ha Elohim, right, which is referring back to the other ones. That's how the Rabbanan say it's referring to the same people. For Yehuda ben Roeitz, Lo Pligi Rabbanan Alei. That's not an issue to talk about by Shvuayim, because everybody agrees to that. Everybody agrees that a woman is tame shvuayim by a nekeva. Beis Hillel, what about the machlokas by zvachim? So how do we interpret the machlokas not just based on mikra or misah? Read the Tanya, because the Brisa says as follows. V'kiper, v'kiper, v'kiper. It says the word v'kiper by chatas 3 times. V'pnei hadin, because I would have said that every zrika of the chatas is ma'akev. That's what I would have said. So each of these psukim are telling me kapara works even with one less. But the Brisa continues says, wait a minute. But I would have had a comparison that said they're not ma'akev. Never damim lamata and never damim lamala. It says damim lamata. It says damim lamala. What does that mean? The Rashi here quotes 3 different pshatim. He says, I like the middle ones. That's the one we're going to mention now. What does it mean? What does it mean? Never damim lamata. Lamata means lamata michuta sikra. It says damim by the karbanos that are sprinkled below the chuta sikra. The line in the middle of the mizbeach. And that is basically almost all karbanos. Asham and Ola. It says damim there by the karbanos lamata. V'nemar damim lamala. And it says damim by chatas, which is sprinkled above the chut asikra. Parenthetically, right, a lot of times we're scared of the world of kachim because we just don't know the ABCs. The more clear that Hilchos Kachim could become for us, the easier it would be, and the more we won't be scared of it. So the ABCs, chatas is sprinkled above the chuta sikra. The other karbanas are lamata mi chuta sikra. So that's what lamata and lamala here mean. So ma dam hamurim lamata, shenotem amtana achas kiper, just like the dam hamur lamata, meaning asham and ola. Even if you just did one b'dieved, it's good enough. And even you, Beis Shammai, agree to that. Avdam hamur lamala, shenotem amtana achas kiper. See, also the dam hamur lamala, chatas, even one is good enough. Says the Brisa, do you say that? O klach l'derech zu, or do you go to the other side? Nemer damim bachutz, v'nemer damim bifnim. It talks about dam by the chatas outside, meaning on the big mizbeach, v'nemer damim bifnim, and it talks about chatas, the chatos pnimios, that are sprinkled inside on the mizbeach hazav, and on the paroches, and those, every zrik is ma'akev. So ma'adam ha'murim bifnim, chisra achas b'mataras loss of a loklum, any zrika that you lose from those chatos pnimios, it's ma'akev, avdam ha'murim b'chutz, chisra achas b'mataras loss of a loklum. So this is a beautiful question. By chatos chitzos, by a regular carbon chatos, do you compare that to other chatos that are inside though, or do you compare that to other karbanos that are at least outside, like the chatas? Nira l'midome. They're each comparable and different in different ways. Donin chutz b'chutz v'edon chutz b'pnim. Compare all karbanos that are all outside. That is one unit. O klach l'derech zu. Donin chatas v'dalad kronos b'chatas v'dalad kronos. You compare karbanos chatas within each other. V'al yochiach zesh in chatas v'dalad kronos. Compare it to Ashtam and Ola, who don't have all 4 corners and don't have kronos. They're lamata b'chut asikra. Right? So there are a lot of different categorizations we could have in Kachim. We could have Kachi Kalim, Kachi Kachim. We could have Karbanes Bachutz, Karbanes Bifnim. We could have Lamala and Lamata. The question is, how do you categorize them here? What do you compare Echatas Chitzonos? Echatas given on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Right? How do you compare that? You know, there are three names for each of the Mizbeachs. Mizbeach HaChitzon, Mizbeach HaOla, and Mizbeach Mizbeach HaNechoshes. Those are all outside. And then the inner one is the Mizbeach HaZav, Mizbeach HaKtoretz, and Mizbeach HaPnimi. Right? No, same thing. All three. The three names for the inner one and three names, three for the outer one. But either way, so what do you compare it to? Tama Lomar, V'kiper, V'kiper, V'kiper. Mipnei Adin, it says the word V'kiper three times. Mipnei Adin, because I would have said each are ma'akev, because I don't know how to darshan. So Kiper, Avo Yishlonosan El Shlosha, even if I only did three. Kiper, Avo Yishlonosan El Shtayim. Kiper, Avo Yishlonosan El Achas. That is the basis for Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, Yeshem LaMikra. It says, Karnos, 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 right? Four and two. But this is how Beis Hillel understands, even without having to mention Yeshem LaMisora. Fine. Rabbi Shimon V'Rabbanan. What about the Sukkah case, Bob Ligi? Rabbi Shimon Savar Schach Halo Baikra. Rabbi Shimon hold that Schach, you don't need a pasuk to tell me about the Schach, right? The Machlokas is about the walls. How many walls? Do you need to use one of the words of Sukkah to teach me Schach? That's the Machlokas. Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's obvious. You don't need a pasuk for that. Lots by cross. Therefore, it's open to all refer to walls. For Rabbanan Savi Schach HaBaikra. Rabbanan say, no, one of the words have to be used for Schach. And therefore, it's one less. That's why it ends up being two and a little, not three and a little. Is there any lumdus behind that machlokes, at least at this stage, about boy krull, whether the schach needs a pasuk or not, says Rashi. Rashi says right here, second medium line in Rashi. Rashi says, Daha below schacha lo mikri sukkah. Without the schach is not a sukkah. The schach are an integral part of sukkah. That's the definition of a sukkah. Rashi says the same thing in sukkah. Rashi in sukkah on Daf Beis. Rashi says, right on the Mishnah, right, says Rashi, V'al shem aschach kruya sukkah. Rashi at the beginning of sukkah, right on the first Mishnah, he just adds that in. It's called a sukkah because of the schach, right? It's part of the definition. Where does this come up? Even halacha lamaisa. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Tes talks about that sukkah has an isser hana. I'm not allowed to use the sukkah for my own personal benefit, right? Kashem shachal shem shamayim ala chagiga, kachal shem shamayim ala sukkah. It's asur bana. Which part of the sukkah is asur bana? Which part of the sukkah? That's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam says in Hilchas Sukkah, the Rambam says clearly, beferish, he says, Atzei Sukkah Asurin Kol Shmonis Yimei Achag. The wood of the Sukkah is Asur all 8 days of Sukkahs, right, including the Shmini Atzeres. Bein Atzei Dvanos, Bein Atzei Schach. He says, the walls or the Schach. Ein Neosin Mehem Ledavar Acher Kol Shmonis Yamin. The Chulu, because it's Bigud Eskatsoy at the end of Sukkahs. That is the Rambam. And the Rush, beferish, argues. The Rush quotes the Rambam. And the Rush says, at the end of Perak Aleph Simen Yud Gimel, in the Rush in Sukkah, says the Rush, V'haid asiri atzei sukkah, haynu dafka haschach, aval atzei hadefanos mishra shari. The ikar structure, you need the walls to hold up the schach, but the ikar structure is the schach. The walls are mutter. To call my darshin and michag asukkah, haynu dafka bischach kidil akamon. Udiloka harambam. Against the Rambam, the Rosh notes, Shekasa Atzei Sukkah Asur and Kol Shmonis Miachag, Bein Atzei Tvanos Bein Atzei Schach, right? I do not agree with that, says the Rosh. I think that it is only the Schach and not the walls, right? The Karban Nisanel discusses this also. He quotes Tosfos in Maseches Beitza, right? What about even within the walls? Maybe you should say only the minimum amount of walls that's needed. Either way, but this might go to the issue of what is the halachic definition of the sukkah, right? We know you need tfanos, we know you need schach, but conceptually, like the Isser Hana, according to the Rosh, only goes on the schach, amazingly, not on the walls. But again, it might be so obvious that the schach is the ikker part of the sukkah, and that's why Reb Shimon here says you don't need a pasuk to teach me that you need schach. Fine. Continuing, Rabbi Akiva v'Rabbanan. What about that machlokes? Bob Ligi. Rabbi Akiva savar nafshos tarti mashva. Rabbi Akiva says nafshos means to. For Rabbanan savri, it's not that the Rabbanan hold the ishin l'misora, but Rabbanan savri nafshos to alma mashva. Nafshos doesn't mean two souls in this case. It just means blood of people in general is going to be metame. But obviously, you can only have blood of one person. Period. So now the Gemara is now gone back.
First it said, there's the machlok. Then it said, oh, everybody holds Yeshin LeMikra. So now the Gemara goes backwards again. Is it really true that everybody holds Yeshin LeMikra? But Tanya, L'totafas, L'totafas, L'totafos. By tefillin, you have to have totafos beininecha, but twice are spelled chaser harei kan arba, divrei Rabbi Ishmael. That's a remez for the four parshios of the tefillin, right? Totafas, totafas, totafos. So that seems like yesh aim le misoras. You go by how it is written. Rabbi Kiva Savar Eino Tzarech, no. You don't have to darshan that. Tat b'chad v'shtayin, pa b'afrikishtayin. The word tat means two, the word pas in African means two. So we're backwards. So you see from there, there is a day that holds yesh aim limisores. So we're stuck again. But I thought Basa B'Challah proved that everybody holds yesh aim limikra. So what do you do? By the way, the Shlo HaKadosh says, it's quoted by a number of Achronim, I quoted here from the Margolius Hayam, he quotes, don't think that there are African words in the Torah. Right, that is not exactly how we're supposed to understand this. Right, there aren't other languages. It's just the opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in Lashon HaKodesh, and every language in the world might have gotten some of Lashon HaKodesh. But it's known today as an African word, and that's what the Gemara means. Says the Shlo HaKadosh in Torah Shabbat Peh, Klal Peh, Klal Peh Kadosh. Sha'al Yal Al Daitacha, Sha'at Torah Kosva Ilo Al Lashonos, She'enam Lashon HaKodesh. Maybe Aramaic, I'll just add in, right, once in a while, right, Yigar Sadusa. Elo be'emes totafos hu lashon hakodesh. Ukeshe bala HaKadosh Baruch Hu alashonos v'dar aflaga, ba lashon hakodesh gamkein b'shar alashonos v'atebos eila heim lashon hakodesh v'nivlelu b'lashon akum. So the source was lashon hakodesh. We shouldn't think otherwise. So anyways, the Gemara asks, so we're back to the problem. So everybody agrees by totafos yishen l'mesoris. Everybody agrees by Mikra. So isn't that a problem? So Gemara says, Ola pligi. Really, there's a machlokes, and that solves the problems. Vahani mili, but there are some cases that are not. Vahani mili ki pligi hecha deshrani krami mesoris. When is there a machlokes? When there's a difference between how you write it and how you read it. Aval hai chalav v'chalev t'chiyadadi ninu. I'm sorry, hani mili, when do you say that? When there's an additional letter that would have been added for how you read it and how you write it. That's where you have the machlokas. But haval hay chalav achelav, where it's just a question of reading, but you don't write it any differently. Everybody agrees if it's the same word without adding any letter. Everybody would agree there. You would say yeshim lemikra. You go by how it's read. Says the Gemara, really? Let's just read this, and then we'll talk about it more about Hashem tomorrow. Vahare yira yera'eh by Alila Regel. See and yera'eh, be seen. That's the same word. Upligin, there's a machlokas there. Right, Titania. Yochanan ben Davai Omer, Mishim Rabbi Yochanan Yehuda ben Tema. Hasuma ba'achas me'ena, pater ben Ariya. If somebody is blind in one eye, he's pater from Aliyah L'Regel. Shene'emar, Yir'eh, Yera'eh. Kiderech, Shebal, Liroz, Kachbal, Liroz. Just like Hashem comes to see me. He sees me perfectly. Hashem doesn't have eyes, but it's a mashal. Kachbal, Liroz. So too, I have to come to be seen perfectly. Mal, Liroz, Bishtei, Enav. Just like Hashem comes to see me with completely. Av, Liroz, Bishtei, Enav. So therefore, if somebody's blind in one eye, they're pater. So you see from there that there's a day that holds Yeshem L'Mesores even by the same word. So Ela, Marada, Rachabed, Ravika, you're right. There's always a machlokas. What about Basa B'Chalav? Amar Kralo Savashel Giti, Derech Bishal Asr Torah. B'Chalev has to be a liquid, because it's talking about cooking. It says Lo Savashel, and therefore, you can't cook in Chalev, you can only cook in Chalav, right? Chalav, Rashi says, Salul Kamayim, V'ika Bishal, Aval Chalev Eino Bishal Atigun. That would be frying, that wouldn't be cooking, and therefore, that's how you know it is it means milk. Okay, there's a lot on that last line, but we'll have to start with Ebed Hashem next time. Again, today's shiur was sponsored the Refuah Shalema, Tova Matel, Bas Chana Etel. We wish a Refuah Shalema. As we see, Sanhedrin, jam-packed. Okay, we'll stop here.